Vengna, mamma di Chivava.
Vengna,
Vengna, mamma. Ah, Vengna, mamma di Chivava.
That's right, time for the Zoo Report. And what are we talking about today? Well, one of the many controversies that surrounded Donald Trump's presidency was that he didn't own any pets. And it turns out that this is a rather unusual situation for when it comes to American presidents. Because it turns out American presidents love keeping animals. And occasionally, they even get donated animals from all sorts of other places, and then they have to decide what to do with them. So whilst Donald Trump never had any pets, it doesn't look as though Joe Biden has too many more himself. He's basically a German shepherd lover, and he has three German shepherds, and called Champ, Major, and Commander. I'm wondering what the theme is there. And of course, Obama had a Portuguese water dog called Bo and one called Sunny. So you'll find with a lot of American presidents that there are lots of dogs. Scottish Terriers belonged to George Bush, and George H.W. Bush had a Springer Spaniel, and lots and lots and lots of dogs, and also of cats. Jimmy Carter had a Siamese cat, for example, and he also had an Afghan hound. But some American presidents get really excited about slightly different animals. So, for example, John F. Kennedy had a canary and a set of parakeets, and he had a horse and a rabbit. But that doesn't even start to scratch the surface of some of the other very crazy pets that American presidents had. Calvin Coolidge, who was an American president around the early 1900s, had, for example, wait for it, a bobcat. I don't even know what a bobcat is, but he did have one, a Belgian sheepdog, many, many, many sheep, some ducks, and a hippopotamus. He also had some lions from Johannesburg in South Africa, which were given to him by the Tax Reduction and Budget Bureau. And he also had a black and white tiger and a goose. That's one president. Another one, Theodore Roosevelt, who was very, very famous himself for animals, had a barn owl and a number of ponies. And a few others. But perhaps my most favorite of all is Benjamin Harrison, who had two alligators. According to one account, Harrison kept them in the White House conservatory. Can you imagine having a negotiation with an alligator in the background? So that is your Zoo Report for today.